barn over across the river back on the other side of Johnson Station.
Okay, now, would that be in another county?
No, it's in Lincoln.
It's still in Lincoln County. And Johnson Station, is that a town's name?
My granddaddy gave the right-of-way for that Illinois Railroad. That's how I come to name it Johnson Station.
Is that right?
And named it for him.
Is that town named then for your grandfather?
Yeah.
Oh. And what kind of education did your mother have? Do you know?
Well, it was very limited. I don't know just exactly about that.
And your father?
About the same. My father had, when he became 18 years old, he had to spend 4 years in that Civil War.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
Was your father a farmer?
Yeah, he
did. He do anything else other than farm?
No, that's about all he ever did.
All right. And your mother, did she just keep the house?
Yes, kept the house. My mother passed when I was about 4 years old. I don't know the love of a mother.
And did your father raise all of you?
Father lived to be, I think he's 78 when he passed.
Do you know anything about your mother's parents, where they were born, or what their occupation was, or anything?
They were farmers, and the old home place is right off down there, about a quarter of a mile. My granddaddy owned, at one time he owned all this land from this creek up here to Big Creek, all through this country.
Is that right?
It was divided, the chaps, you know, divided it up. And some of them got 80 acres in one place and around about.
I'm interested by the way you use chaps. Would that have an age limit on it? I mean, do they become chaps when they're grown up? Or if they were about 3 or 4, would you still call them chaps? Did you call your children chaps?
They're all chaps.
They're all chaps. Okay. Do you know anything about your father's people now? You said they're in the area.
I know a lot of his brothers, but I've regretted that I didn't have my daddy to carry me over there and show me where he was raised, where he was born and raised, but I never did do it. But I did have visited several of his brothers.
Then your father's father was probably born around Johnston Station, mm-hmm. You think?
They were all born over there on the other side of Johnston Station.
I see. All right. Was he a farmer, too?
I guess, as far as I know, all of them were farmers. They might have, through the summer season, might have done a little extra outside job, but the man occupation, you might say, was farming.
All right. Do you know anything about your grandparents' education, either your mother's family or your father's family?
Well, all of them old people back there, their education was quite a bit limited. They didn't have the chance, nothing like what they have today.
That's true. I know that's true. But I tell you, there are times when I think my father had a second grade education and stopped, you know, to help when his father died. My parents were older when I was born. So my grandfather died. Remember there was a flu epidemic, I can't even say when, but in the late 1800s.